going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This might be the most laughable survey I've ever seen. And maybe it should have been titled, "We Found the Narcissist in the Room." But according to a recent survey, 1 in 50 men think that they could outrun a horse. I'm all for having confidence, but that's not happening. Unless you are a track star and still in peak health, I doubt a human, man or woman, is going to outrun a horse. Just to put this into perspective, the fastest horse ever recorded was doing speeds of more than 40 miles per hour. Usain Bolt, the Olympic racer, his fastest speed ever was clocked at 27.8 miles per hour. Just for fun, I threw this out to Chris Young, the country singer. Chris, 1 in 50 men think that they could outrun a horse. What do you think?
Those men are insane. I believe that that is like the guy that's like, oh yeah, I can still bench what I did in college.
So they're all liars.
And they're like much older now and haven't been to the gym as much. I just feel like that's false confidence is what that is.
I would have to agree with you. I don't know. Is there anybody in the IE that thinks that they could outrun a horse? I would love to hear from you and your reasoning. You can call me at 888-431-3764. Even with his PF Flyers, I don't think Benny the Jet could outrun a horse. He might have outran the beast, but man versus horse, I don't think there's any instance in when a man wins. But according to a new survey, 1 in 50 men think that they could outrun a horse. I asked the guys of Low Cash this. Guys, do you think you could outrun a horse?
What? They're wrong. And no. There is no way. There's no possible way.
I love that you can hear the confusion in their voice that somebody would actually believe that they could outrun a horse. Mark in Riverside, are you one of those guys? Are you the 1 in 50 that think that you can outrun a horse?
I wouldn't think so.
No? Would it be a close race?
Yeah, real close. It would be neck and neck.
I love your sarcasm, and I love the wit of the IE. You guys are great. Thank you for the laughs. Like the 909 that says, I'm so out of shape, I get winded trying to outrun my toddler. Same. Cody and Yukaipa text in, the fastest man in the world couldn't outrun a three-legged horse. And maybe the 951 is onto something. Were those men drunk while taking the survey? Liquid confidence. And I could see them out in front of the bar trying to actually do the race.